Hey, gang. This does have transphobia and rape culture within. Trigger fucking warning. And let's go ahead and get podcast audio up and or running. And there we have it. This was requested by Maddie Stump. Folks may have heard Maddie Stump on the program. If not, you can go back in the archives and type into the search bar. M-A-D-D-I-E space Stump, and you can hear Maddie Stump on the program. And they requested this here. Excuse me. And so I'm putting this up on the website because they requested that I take a look at this one story. Well, they didn't request. They said, hey, I think you might find this interesting, motherfucker. Verbatim.
That is not how Maddie talks.
Yep. Fact. Fact. It was an audio message, too, so I got to hear it. You don't get to hear it.
Yeah. Nobody else gets to hear it either because it didn't happen.
It's not for light-skinned niggas with purple hair. It's not for you.
Why are you making fun of my hair?
I didn't make fun of it. I just acknowledged that that's what it is.
Yes, it is purple. Now, if you see
acknowledging it as making fun of it, but that's your fly style. He's Phoenix
making
Kalita,
fun of my hair.
She went to Seattle and came back with purple hair.
I did.
Purple rain.
And a green hat.
Yeah, no, nobody that gangbangs with. All right. Mitchie Slick. The fucking... And so Maddie Loco linked me up to this, and it's coming off of thehill.com. And the article title is Lawmakers to Call on ICE to Release All Transgender Detainees. And it's an article by Olivier Beavers. And yeah, it just went up today, really, just a few hours ago. And right now it's January 13th, 2020, 4:45 p.m. as a motherfucker is recording this. And so you get a little bit of information here. Quote from the letter that was sent is, "We write to demand the release of all transgender people currently detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement." And they further say, "Transgender migrants and asylum seekers are particularly vulnerable to sexual harassment, solitary confinement, physical assault, and medical neglect. These inhumane conditions and systemic and systematic abuses are evidenced in countless reports and accounts by formerly detained people." End quote. Now, the letter cites research articles from the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, who they used to exclude transgender folks. Yeah, HRC used to be shit. That was as recent as 2012, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not that long ago.
Yeah, that was fun. I started the podcast critiquing them whack niggas. I mean, I guess them niggas ain't whack anymore. Hey, self-reflection and whatnot.
And what have you.
And so Human Rights Campaign, Amnesty International, and the Center for McMurrican Progress is arguing that due to their gender identity, transgender migrants are more likely to face, quote, the pervasive use of solitary confinement, and that they are, quote, 97 times more likely to be sexually victimized compared to their cisgender and straight counterparts in detention. They kind of got that wrong. Like, to my understanding, a transgender person can be straight.
Right.
And if you see a transgender person and think immediately gay, then that's on some transphobic denialist type shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not academic. And well, maybe that's
least,
good.
At least you didn't throw family at the end.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking Tariq. Now, but there's more, right? And we have all this stuff linked at winecellarmedia.com so that you can peruse at your will. But let's go back to November 15th, 2019, and Arizona group cite extreme danger for ICE to release all detained transgender migrants. Let's take a look at this one. Two Arizona groups are asking the federal government to release all all transgender migrants held in immigration detention centers, alleging they face extreme danger while in detention. The Florence Immigration and Refugee Rights Project, which we have a link to them, so you can hit them up, see if there's a way to donate. And the it's a Phoenix-based nonprofit, and they provide lawyers to unaccompanied and separated migrant minors and migrant adults detained in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities, and the Kino Border Initiative, or it might be Kino, it's K-I-N-O, Border Initiative. They're a humanitarian group, and they serve migrants and deportees with food, shelter, and other resources in Nogales, Sonora, and Nogales, Arizona. All right.
Okay.
And they made the demand in a press release. The group said two transgender women, Alejandra from Mexico and Anahai from Honduras, have faced multiple assaults, insults, and inadequate medical attention inside the Eloy Detention Center, located 65 miles south of Phoenix. The two women have lawyers through the Florence Project, which declined to disclose their full names. Both women are seeking asylum, the group said. You see? And then a wee bit more. We're going to go back to October 31st, 2019. And this is an article by Murat Astaskin. And it, yeah, nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And the article title is The Harrowing 2-Year Detention of a Transgender Asylum Seeker. All right. And they're going down to the Cibola Country Correctional Center, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility, and it is situated at the edge of Milan, New Mexico, about 80 miles west of Albuquerque, and it sits behind a Shell gas station, cut off from the rest of the town by a bend on the I-40. And behind it lies an expanse of the New Mexican highlands, mostly yellow grass and rusted conifers. And the in Cibola, women, there's the trans pod, as it's known, because okay. Apparently jails have pods.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like where you're grouped with other.
Yeah.
Well, trafficked people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks, jail and prison is just human trafficking, but it's like legalified. I'm sure the swerfs are on that. They're all over it. And the turfs. Well, they're always the same people. So
there was a turf arguing with me on Twitter and basically did the all sex work is rape. So if you're supporting sex work, you're supporting rape of women. And the existence of sex work hurts all women because it commodifies all women's bodies. And then said, I hope you have a daughter and she's forced to, like, have anal sex with 10 men a day as a street prostitute.
What about cis male sex workers?
They don't exist.
They don't exist.
They don't exist. But yeah, I was like, I like how you went from, like, all sex work is rape and exploitation to, I hope you have a daughter who becomes a sex worker and gets raped up the ass all day.
And it's also like, why do you want rape to exist? Why are you so... Man.
I'm still like, so all sex work is rape, but then you literally are hoping sex workers, like, have kids who get raped? What the fuck is wrong with you? Their tweets are protected now.
All right, pro-rape feminism.
Woo!
Fuck Twitter, man. I'm over here on Facebooks with y'all niggas. Well, I'm sure some of y'all niggas listening from Twitter. Come over to the booze.
No,
the
Facebooks. Nobody likes Facebook.
And speaking of booze, I don't have any because way better than booze these days. All right, but this article, though, from October 31st, they continue. So they say the trans pod, as it's known, opened in 2017 and can house up to 60 people. The pod sent an open letter to the Phoenix-based advocacy group, the Trans Queer Pueblo, reporting... deficient medical care in the facility and abuse by its staff. The letter, which was written in Spanish, said that the medical staff did not provide proper treatment to the individuals who are HIV positive, disabled, or in need of routine medical treatment. Most of the pod's detainees signed the letter with their legal names. I don't think I want to read their names on, even though they're publicly published.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, there's some right winger listens. Well, I'm gonna find them. But they are published on the website where we got the information from. I'm just not comfortable saying them myself. But that's what's going on. So Maddie Stump did link me to the one from The Hill, and I thought, you know what? Let me just take a quick look here. And I found a couple more stories, and I'm sure that if the day had 28 hours, I could look for some more.
Right.
But we do have to dip, dive. What can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Phoenix Kalita is back safe from Seattle with purple hair. Purple rain. All right. Be safe, Father Mucker.